God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Toluwalugo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we thank you. It is because you are already exalted. And tonight we come to exalt you again. Thank you for what you have begun to do in our nation. Thank you because that which you have begun, you will perfect. We say, blessed be your holy name, O God. We ask that you open our eyes as we labor on and we receive the opening of eyes with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's be seated for a while. So first of all, I want to appreciate everyone who has stayed in the prayers. I think the last time I was around was Wednesday night. So I came back from Lagos on Wednesday night, preached in Ibadan on Thursday. I was home briefly yesterday and then picked Daniel to go to Akure, ministered yesterday evening. And this morning, so I want to appreciate God for everyone that has stayed. Today is day 28. It means we have just 12 days to go. Yeah, that's 60 hours. And I trust the Lord that as we journey on beyond the things that will begin to happen in our nation, God will furnish us with hope. With hope. I want to introduce two portions of scripture to bring us into prayer quickly. And if you want to put them down, I will call them the stirrings of the enemy. I didn't prepare to lead prayers because I just told Daniel that let people be lead. But there's a way an atmosphere of prayer unlocks understanding for me. So the two I'm going to bring are these two scriptures that I received here on my seat when I sat down for the last few minutes. And then we start with 1 Chronicles chapter 21, the stirrings of the enemy. Surprise, it's good to see you. God bless you. The stirrings of the enemy. So I'll read the first four verses of 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And I want you to journey with me prayerfully. Prayerfully. One of the things that the believer is supposed to traffic with, especially when your intercession is territorial, is to understand that when you begin to engage, especially if you have gone past that plane where the enemy can discourage you spiritually, what it does is to begin to introduce things in the physical dimension so that it can stop you in the fulfillment of your operations in the spirit. So that if you are praying for your biological family, one of the things you find out is that when you were not praying, it was because two people were not talking to themselves, maybe a father and a mother. When you start praying, they will start physical fight. And it's going to begin to look as though it was your intercession that instead of producing peace has produced an increased depth of adversity. Are you with me? If you have been praying for any territory, you'll have seen that thing. That the first feedback that an intercessor often gets is negative. and it's negative intense. The reason is because if the enemy cannot tamper with your resolve, he will go into the realms of man and he will stare other men who are not in prayer to begin to do things that will make it look as though your prayer is not even going to get an answer because it's getting worse. Maybe if one of the contact sessions, maybe in October's in contact session, we want to study again the feedbacks of prayer. Because if you are praying for yourself, there's a set of feedbacks that you will get. If you are praying for other people, the feedbacks may not be as sweet, they may not be as intense as if you are praying for yourself, because God does not manipulate men. So it means that when you are praying for a brother who comes in late at night, you can wake up the following morning and see that he has started smoking. And the smoking is what your prayer produced. Because the enemy is trying to intensify the damage by a steering so that you will abort your labors. I was speaking on Sunday night about a vision that we had of Kwara State. How many people heard? That certain beasts climbed into the state. And I said, I sent a message to an intercessor that I see that state being invaded and the state balanced on your shoulder. You know they hurt themselves in Kwara State yesterday. Those things are stirrings. The design is to weaken the resolve of the praying man that ultimately his prayers will not be answered. So quickly, I need to make us understand that when we begin to pray for this kind of interventions, our prayers go into like a measuring tool in God. It's like a measuring container. And until the prayers are full, many times they don't attract answers. Are you with me? That's why we must sustain. So if God shows mercy and says pray for 200 hours, what he's saying is that what we feel the measure is 200 hours. And until you have perfected your own side of the labor, I will not be able to act legitimately. Alright. Now, the intercessor must understand that there are three kinds of knowledge that support accurate intercession. One is the knowledge of what God wants to do. As a matter of fact, the call of an intercessor does not become valid if you don't know what God wants to do. Because an intercessor labors by revelation. He is not reactionary. So you begin with what God wants to do. And in the light of what God wants to do, you begin to see what the enemy is doing. That's the second knowledge. So the knowledge of divine activity or divine intentions. Two is the knowledge of the enemy activity or enemy intentions. Three is the knowledge that furnishes us with the wisdom for participation. What does God want us to do? It can come to say, for 300 hours, come and be clapping your hands. And you must be wise not to do anything outside clapping hands. It doesn't look reasonable in the human dimension. But because that is the instruction he has given, it means that's the only way. If he says, come and be clapping your hands, you must not pray. Just clap your hands. If he says, be dancing, just dance. I've shared that when we were going to, when Jesus led us to bid for this building, I had 80,000. It was a gift from my biological sister. And when I sent Lamde and the others to bid, it was 1.2 million per annum. And so I told them, tell them that I have 80,000. And daddy got angry. I said, go and bring your pastor. He must be a young man. He doesn't know the value of things. So I showed up. And I said, I know the value of things. I used to come and eat here. But the one who showed me the building, it was from my prayer altar. He told me to bid at this particular amount. Because immediately he showed me I wanted to continue in prayer. He said, write the name of the building on a sheet of paper and dance. So I had to play music and I danced around it almost like 20 times and I placed a call approach for negotiation. I walked there. I met a third man beside him who was holding in his hand a check for 600,000. He had written daddy's name on it to say, take first deposit. My niece wants to do an entry here. I will bring the rest in 1 month's time. I had 80,000 in the bank. And you know, if you have only 80,000, if you want to withdraw it that time, they will tell you bank charges. So you have like 79,000. I said, okay, take my own 80,000. Me, I will pay in 1 week. If God does not provide after 1 week, shame on him. I didn't initiate it. He showed me. I've done what he told me to do. He said, you have this much faith as a young man. Took the 600,000 naira check and gave it to the man. His name was already on it. Gave it back to the man and said, you can have it. He said, this boy has been favored to have it. And we've not had to pay a dime. Even the 80,000 was not paid. He said, use it. Just ask God to stretch over my family. And that's what we've been praying. I saw that God was moving us here. And so that we could move from Adenike, I found out that Adenike had become a battleground because of what we were doing. And that what the enemy was going to do to make sure that we shut down ultimately as a ministry is that it's going to prey on the immaturity of the men. We had very young people. Now Daniel was not like this that time. It was not this fine, sir. You know, when you are older, you are finer. We had young people who had eyes. So we had a few meetings when somebody can be leading prayer and we see a spirit at the door. You remember that weight of a generation? The first worship leader dropped microphone, started crying, walked away. Second one, I think Nkechi was the last one. Nkechi managed a little and then quickly dropped the microphone and went to sit down. And I came up, instead of choir ministration, I came to preach. And I had to pray for about 15-20 minutes before I could find what to say. Then my mom called in the night and said, a masquerade came to church, stood at the door. Is this how your church looks? I said, yes, she has never been there before. So because we saw what God was going to do, that was ultimately to sustain the ministry and mature the people there, the enemy wanted to take advantage of the days of our immaturity. So God said, move. And what we needed to do was to begin to pray that he shows us where to move to. And even though we didn't have the money, we had to stay with the instruction to move. So that's a threefold knowledge. Let me make it relevant before we read scriptures. What is most important to know as we intercede for our nation is what God is doing and what he wants to do. The knowledge of divine activity is stronger than what the enemy is doing. Because what the enemy is doing has already entered the earth. Are you with me? Unfortunately, that which the words that define what God is doing in his realm have entered into a state of finality in God's realm and not in our realm. That's what Psalm 119 verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It means what God wants to do in Nigeria, what God is doing in Nigeria, or what he has done in Nigeria, in God's realm is visible. It's no longer words. It has found establishment. What the enemy is doing only finds relevance when it relates to what God is doing. So if the enemy, if there's scarcity of water on the street, but God has provided basins of water in my house, that provision negates what is happening on the landscape. So what the enemy is doing no longer becomes important. The sad thing is that many people who are praying for our nation have built altars around what the enemy is doing. They don't know what God will do. So they are gifted only 4 operations of Jeremiah, which is to uproot, to pull down, to throw down, to destroy. But they don't know what to plant or what to build. The last days of our prayer engagement will be prayers of prophesying over the nation. Very key. And we'll start from tomorrow meeting. That's the first knowledge to have. What is God doing? What is the enemy doing? what should we be doing? Because there is the possibility that we use the strength of the Spirit to continue to sustain the speakings of what the enemy is doing. I would advise you to go and listen again to that sermon, The Spiritual Advantage of Words. There are things that I see that I don't talk about, because I know that my shape is designed for strength. When I say it, it further establishes it. So the Lord must bring us as a praying company into the sights, into the hearings, into the knowings of what He's doing, so that that can be the focal point of our labor. And we address what the enemy is doing only relative to what God is doing. So it's because God is doing this thing will not prevail. Are you with me? Okay. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 1 to 4, the Bible says, and Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Next verse. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go, number Israel from Bathsheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me that I may know it. So it was a commanded census. Let's go on. And Joab answered the Lord. Now I want you to focus on Joab's delivery in verse 3. Answered, the Lord make His people 100 times so many more as they be. He was saying that, prophesying that God will multiply the people 100 times beyond what they currently are now. But my Lord the King, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why then doth my Lord require this thing? Why will He be a curse to trespass to Israel? Joab's appeal was not because it was wrong to number, but the strength of Israel was designed to be their God and not in their numbers. So the design of God was that they do not come into the consciousness of how many they are. You know, if you relate so closely with your bank account, you will struggle around the miraculous. I hope you know. If your mindset is every need will be met, you are safer. But every time you always see your balance in 4 digits, and 4 digits includes the cobble part, after a time you become so used to it that even if somebody, if God promises you, you will doubt Him. If your strength is in the uncles that you have, when God wants to teach you, He tell you, don't call anybody again. Lift up your eyes to me. And everyone must be trained that way. Say to your neighbor, learn to lift up your eyes. When a man chooses God as his salvation, and in that posture he begins to look at men, God kills substitutes. I'm saying there are people that have physically died because they became gods unto certain people. Sometimes God can allow a fight. That when you call Him and He starts ignoring you, you will know that I'm the one that can help you. That was what Joab was saying. God was seeking to retain His place in Israel as their God. That's the knowledge of divine activity. David was preparing for a day of battle, and decided to number the kind of men that could show up in that day to defend Israel. It was a diversion. And Joab told him, if you do this thing, you will trespass against the Lord. Verse 4. Nevertheless, the king's word, somebody said the king's word prevailed. The king's word prevailed against Joab. Wherefore Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. So the man who challenged the king actually became their mystery to fulfill this trespass. Summoned people to come to a census. And the reason, if you continue reading the story, you see that God invaded them. And in trying to advertise His anger, what God did was that He sent an angel. who swiped his sword, and 23,000 people died because of this trespass. Unfortunately, the man who committed the trespass was not killed. I've said this in this house before. You see, when leaders sin, it's the followers that die. What I just described, if you look it from the front end, what would be your prayers? You will pray differently until you know the back end. You will look at David as a wicked man who acted against the desires of God, and the feedback was the wastage of a nation. You will not know that the real enemy of Israel was Satan. There are things that our leaders are doing, things that God has instructed that they should not do. But they have continued to do those things. They have spawned instructions from wise men who have lured their hearts to righteousness, not because they want to sin against God, but because Satan has stood against a nation. And when Satan stands against a nation, the face of the stand that he has taken shows up as error in leadership. Let me bring this to us. I have been praying for your state for next year. And if we don't pray well, the state will be enslaved again, because the enemy has risen up against our state and has planted error in the heart of our governor. In the last 3 months, he has made too many mistakes in governance, made too many decisions in governance. Do you know that one of the reasons why your campus looks impoverished, in quote, we know that there are also many other things, is because there is a subvention for your campus that cannot be touched, because that money is supposed to be used to develop a second campus. Even though in the official gazette of your school, a second campus was not accommodated. It might cost him a second term. That's the one you can relate with. I don't say too many things, but how many of you have been to Ibadan recently? Have you found out that only few roads are good in Ibadan now? It looks at, now, thank God for the terminal at Ojo. Thank God for the terminal at where? At Challenge. Thank God for the one that is being built in the World Road. But Ibadan roads are in a state of disrepair. They don't look like roads that should be in the capital city when the governor is seeking a second term. His eyes have been turned away from the things that he's supposed to do, and his people are already complaining of hardship. In the last 1 week, I said, heard somebody say in passing, he looks as if Ajimobi is better than this guy. He has committed too many blunders, and many times it's not because a leader chose the path of folly, it's because the devil rules. Because the devil knows that if a leader sins, men will be depleted. That's one of the ways the enemy stirs trouble. So that while we are praying, ASUU is on strike, but the president can give $1.4 billion to buy security, somebody say security vehicles, for another nation that is not crying out banditry. Last year was an investment to buy Tucano jets, right? And all the Tucano jets are parked, not used. They claim that if you shoot from them because of their precision, it will kill civilians, which was a thought that nobody thought about when our money was spent to buy those things. Before you curse people in government, remember that when Satan stares, he stared and rises up against the nation, he provokes their leadership to do the things that make God angry and make that nation lose their mercy. So we'll pray. Let me show you another scenario where the enemy came upon the nation of Israel. Help me, Holy Spirit. We have used Oh, help me. Jesus, help, help. Okay. That's Exodus 70. Let's start from verse 8, Exodus 7. Israel had just survived a panic attack that was okay by the absence of sufficient water. They just came out of a season of weakness that was occasioned because water was insufficient. It's been proven biologically that people can survive without food for a longer period of time than they can if there is water. Then they can survive without water, even if there's food. Am I right? Good. So, the nation was going to be wasted because of thirst, but God showed up. And in verse 8, the journey continued. The Bible says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. You will have felt that these people who just came out of thirst and now they have water, they should have journeyed quietly. But you see, the enemy arranges his attacks with precision. Because Israel was going to have more than one cause to be afraid now. If you have been starved water for 5 days, doctor is here. Doctor knows that you cannot take 5 days water now. I mean that your body has, what's that word? Yes, you have experienced dehydration for 4 days or 5 days. We now give you a drum of water and claim that you should begin to drink. The rate of passing out the water will be high. Am I right? Because at once the body can only absorb what it can absorb. That's why many times it's administered IV. So that there is a rush and then ultimately there is a reduction in the rate of entrance so that it becomes gradual. That's how you regain rehydration. I know if I'm telling a lie, say it's a lie. I used to go to the hospital sometimes. So it means that the people were weak. Many of them were panting. But because the cloud moved, they knew that something was than hunger could be occasioned if you stayed because you were tired. So there were men who were dragging themselves, and what the enemy did was to strike after a strike. I have found that in our nation, why the hardship is so much is that we have suffered back-to-back assaults. So you see a set of, I can't remember my economics too well, when you talk of goods, they use the word mutually exclusive, and who knows those things? There are certain things that are related. For example, price of generator, price of fuel, and power supply. Maybe we can add to it electricity billing system. So you find out that in Nigeria, when generators become expensive because of the currency conversion is when they increase the billing rate. It's the same time that the price of fuel goes up, and it's the same time when power supply is insufficient. How do you survive? It's a combined attack. Insecurity, the decline of the naira. Well, can we say food scarcity? Because there are plenty yams now, but only those who have survived financially can buy them. That's the nature of the staring at Rephidim. When the enemy does not give a breathing space, he wears men out by back-to-back attacks, sustained attacks. That you are praying to God for the family because somebody was misbehaving, and now the person comes back to repentance. You are about to start rejoicing, and then something breaks. So your victory is short-lived, because instead of a season of peace, every victory, something bad happens all the time. You've been praying for a community in Niger State, and you found out, because for a while, Niger State has not featured in the news as regards bandit. But you will not have good reason to thank God for Niger, because it was as though they relocated to Kogi State. And then you will need to shift your prayer so the intercessor has no rest, because something bad is happening every day. That's another story. I'm trying to lure us this week into seeing the real enemy of our nation. That the real enemy is not man. The real enemy is a spirit that has risen. And we need to ask, why has the spirit risen? It is because there is an agenda for this nation. That's where I want to labor from tomorrow. I want to show us from scriptures that there are no two nations alike. And even though every nation has common educational system, common power supply, our ordinations define our battles and they define our solutions. There are some countries that don't need to pray this much to change their nation. We have a spiritual destiny. That's why God put us together as a people. And if we think that cerebral solutions will solve our problem, we are liars, because we are victims of the steering of the enemy. He knows that if campuses are currently open now, the revival will come faster, because the campuses are the revival grounds. God will not start it in a church. It's been settled in the spirit that the plane where ranking men in the kingdom will be produced in Nigeria is university campuses. If you close the doors, there will be more corrupt people. You were with me this morning when Charles was speaking to us. It was a church get together he went to. What was the word he said that? Or maybe look around or something. He was one of the leaders in the group. Because in trying to maintain young people in church, they have created a youth church. And that youth church does not look like church again. So he goes there to give a lecture. And one of the leaders walks up to him and says, "Ah, bro, have you looked around?" And he's wondering, what does it mean to look around? And that one says, "Oh, are you these Christian people?" Christian means you are a Christian and a Christian. If it's Christian singular, it means you are secularized. So he found out that what that person was saying was, if you have come to give a lecture on tech, you should have found an accomplice to go home with. I'm not saying that the organized church is not doing so much, but you know that if a fellowship finds a reading in the spirit, she's stronger than the average church. They produce strong men. So if we shut the factory, then the products will not find completion. And woe unto the product that gets into the middle of the process line and electricity goes off. It means it can no longer be called the raw material, but it's not about to also become a finished product. Many times it becomes a subject of trashing. Imagine that you are making bread. We want to pray now. You have mixed the bread, you have pushed it into the oven. Unfortunately, your bakery is positioned maybe around the Osun River, or around the Owena River, or even around Odoba. These three rivers are known to overflow their banks. And while the bread is being, you're already eyeing money. And then the water comes in and quenches the fire. When the fire, when the bakery is recovered, what do you call that half-done bread? Do you call it dough? Can it progress to become bread? What happens to it? It's trashed. It means that there's a calculated attempt to waste a generation that is neither in Egypt nor in the promised land. Check in scriptures. Only two who left arrived. It means if there are no systems to be able to rescue these people who are in mid-position, a generation will waste. The sad thing, Daniel, that we have seen is that there are a lot of end-of-year conferences. But because churches want to bring youths, they over-secularize their conferences. So that in the youth wing is play they are playing. The things that make them look like Jesus are always missing. And some of us, when we have invitations there, we need to swim against the tide to minister. Because we look like wicked men who don't want young people to enjoy. The enemy knows what he's doing. Just like he came up against them, having weakened them by the absence of water, now he weakens them by an attack. But you know the end of the story. That's not where I'm going. Two prayer points, and then we're on our way home. The first is that we want to ask God to insulate our leadership. And right now, you need to pray this prayer knowing that many of our leaders in Nigeria are not even saved. Are you with me? That labor is for another day. Because I introduced, are we online? Okay. There is a public document that is referred to as the Abuja Declaration of 1989. That's the document that Papa Oyedepo has been speaking of since the 80s. That there's a subtle takeover agenda for our nation. I'm going to choose my words carefully. The document has been withdrawn from the online space. It has been doctored. It means it has been reworked to remove the original agenda of it. It first happened on Wikipedia. It was edited. I'm not even sure it's still available online. There are a few copies that have found its way into the hands of intercessors, and nobody should ask me to give them to you. The reason is because you will need wisdom to labor on the document. If not, you can be cut off early. The original document is too detailed. And it goes against the prescription of gifting the nation to a religion by force. It was a subtle takeover, and every element in that takeover has been completed. The last element to be completed shows its face in the same religion ticket that we have in our nation. Because you can check where the Christians are. Our vice president has been isolated almost totally. There are last few men on the line. And the last few men on the line, by political solutions, will not find their way into vintage positions in 2023. Are you getting me? All those other top guys who are Christians will not make the Senate, will not make the House. They've tried to bully their way into it, but INEC has come to say, no, you lost, you lost. They're out. They were deceived to go up and try to attempt the presidency, and they have been eliminated. So they can't come down. Because he says every principal office by 2015 was supposed to be from only one religion. Every principal officer, every director general, every permanent sec, every sitting governor, everybody supposed to run from one religion. Everybody. so that you don't need guns. But every place that you go to, you meet somebody who creates allegiance, or you get rejected. It's an African agenda. We were supposed to be backtested in our nation. And like you know, Lagos has subtly signed Sharia in Lagos. I hope you know. You don't know? Okay, you people are part of the intercessors who say they don't listen to news. No, because some intercessors pride in it that we don't listen to news. While the church slept, and we moved from being spiritual, we came down into being cerebral. An agenda was advanced, and a certain man was made the face of that agenda. And even though he fell and cried, he came back. He fell and cried, he came back. He fell and cried, he came back. And then he secured a promise to be installed upon the seat, and he came. And the agenda that he has spent his life seeking to fulfill has finally found fulfillment. And because it's not given the privilege of a third term, the nation has gone into intense labor, because there is a baby that he was sent to give birth to that must be born. So a lot of compromise is happening across the nation. Things that you could not hear in certain places are beginning to happen. It's not that the man is not a good man. It's that there is a stirring. Are you with me? There is a stirring. And because you can't, there's a limit to which the Holy Spirit can operate within the vessel of a man that has not subscribed to the Lordship of Jesus. But we understand that all spirits can manipulate without possessing. All. So you don't need to be possessed to act strange. The Father of Spirit, or the Spirit of the Father of Spirits, operates that stronger than everyone. It was by that technology that Cyrus commanded and funded the building of the temple, even though he was a hidden king. And in trying to give expression to the workings of God around him, God said he upheld the hand of a hidden man. That's how strong the manipulation is. We want to pray for those who sit at the helm of the government, that in this season, by the mercies of God, they will become immune to the stirrings of the enemy. You can pray. When kings, when they come into error, it is the subjects that die. Let every stirring that has occasioned wisdom, that has made waste and laid waste men and territories, let it be cut off from the leaders of our nation. Oh. If you have faith in the potency of the Spirit of God, you will pray. Habakatodiata. Kembraskatu nan kababote kai. Apatakabote kwatakasata baradas. Elabakoda kai boskate mantobi antaya. Abe kombres kata di da 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 papabo. Epoa kapa poskanta beboate. Akatia bala kapatua kapatate. Emrakoto kantombi astata. Aba ba ba kombe saila. Ela kapaponta ila makotia. Rakapa sota banate. Ebrakapate kabante daya. Insulate. Build a wall around leadership in every strata in our nation, that the wisdom that is sponsored by that covenant will not be able to reach them. Amamai kamotai shamamba katwata rakabaska patakatutia esakapela kwate evakimama kumbaseya arakotokoto makia bataya abaskata tatai elapakapouria kate ebrakatoria kasata tata apatakakabanto kasiata atantepai ekopatem laskate evanko Benanto kai basatwa atabras kate lakiba hanteyos
Eila kapo. Akata kuata kapa papa peki atate. E popilante kaba. Abapa. E fatape kapata. E lakumanta bateyata. Avate mato brasta kaba boketaya. Oh, let the stirrings, let the rising of Satan against our nation because of the agenda of God. A stirring that has furnished the channeling of dark wisdom that has led waste men and territories be cut off. Let that supply be cut off. Let that flow of wisdom. Hey! Somi kaiba toke. Rakon Satan polia la papa komin tokate avata bakai. Oh! Kepas komin atwai. Kepas kantaba kodia. I love kota. Alla papra kata da conte, el tabacombi ascamba, a papa ki bagata, el lota ke da kapa toke te ki barate, kei bakate, babom bakasta, bata kapabon, bata ki brantaya, eba teva katados. Let the flow of this dark wisdom be cut off. Let the flow of this dark wisdom be cut off. Let that which makes folly easy in leadership be cut off. Let the errors of our leaders be few. Oh God of our salvation. Oh Yamemoja. Shakole Guliata. Ratoba Somedote. Epatinda. Epapatinda. Lepatina Nantaba. Abraseta Patombe. Epate Kabaha. Akabe. Akebale. Etabe Kopatadias. Labra Tatababe. Epatonda. Miamba, Ebatodinda Sata, Ebataria Taluria, Labrastate, 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 Ikababa, Ebombe Bai. Oh Jesus, let these streams of wisdom that are sponsored by the standing of the enemy against our nation be cut off. Let leadership be insulated. Aye, Okamai Koma Sile, Elakabata Meskambataya, the movements of darkness that have occasioned back to back afflictions, that have occasioned back to back afflictions, that which is channeled in our nation to wear out our resolve as a people. Tonight we ask that the flows are bottled by the Lord. In laboriata da lucia ta 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 ta. E brata di la brotete. E babababate. E bate somena tuata. Arrata basante binar. Ai babenta. Kababante kasata. E la pepateisa. E pakoto ta ta ta. Ai, ai, kemba sakwate, lebra katonde kuminate, epako santombi, ai baba bako, epate tatila tika saia, abra katoleta, eblanda tenda festa, rata babimanta miasote, eta bozantai, lapako batia, basta bambara sai, bata kabinanta biata, abata braska tulia, ape Latino, e bagoste mimita, ai magetomba kaida tabo. Oh, cut off the supply of dark wisdom. Let covenants that sponsor it begin to fail. Let them begin to fail. Let them begin to fail. Adinaile kalia sati de teya, rekoto koto katatata, aiba komia testaya. Oh, Jesus. My contest is kataba. My contest katele kiriata. Nekote braskito kotando. Afe kabinodia. Makande satai. Cut off. Cut off the flow of dark wisdom. That which impoverishes. That which makes insecure. Irakoko dihigi. Ekekeke tokoto kakatakata. Akuba tebuta. Rakamon Sando Kosida Elibakomba Sai Elibakomba Sai. You are the Father of all spirits. All souls belong to you. We come tonight upon a superior covenant. The covenant by which the ordinations of our nation were forged. And we ask, O God, that you will severe the flow of the wisdom that sponsors the current state of our nation. Oh yeah, yeah, Bahano Lord. Satamanan Twatada. La Papraskatana Tohaya. Akababa Tokatoria. Rakabata Kata. Katabakaskata. Akambabanda Hayata. Shabakatokabaya. Rakaba Santaba Akabatonda Elapo Lebra Potali Agaba Ombe Akaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tonight I want to close with a reading. Isaiah chapter 44 from verse 23 to 28. Sing, all ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth, break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein, for the Lord hath redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that hath formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. The same Lord that frustrated the tokens of liars and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. The same Lord, verse 26, that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built. I will raise up decayed places thereof. Same Lord that saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers. Same Lord, verse 28, that saith of Cyrus, a hidden king, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, unto the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Hear the word of the Lord. I know there are gory pictures on the landscape that this tenor of leadership in Nigeria will end in calamity. But hear the word of the Lord. This second term will end better than it started. Because the Lord will cause the journey of our nation to experience a turning point. He will cause the journey of our nation economically, in the academic world, in security. Oh, mahasiko heleviato, barahusta hatele tombe sivyahatae. I came tonight to decree that the worst has happened. And that this tenor will end better than it began. There will be signs before the closure of the month of August that a turning point has been reached. And in the month of September, that which was designed to go down will begin to look up. In the name of Jesus. It will not be so that men can glory. It will be a sign that there is one who sits on our behalf in heaven, who has the capacity to do business in the realms of men. He will save. He will rescue Nigeria, her firstborn in Africa. He will rescue Nigeria. Like he was jealous over Israel, I have come to announce tonight that God is jealous over the nation of Nigeria. He will not be he currently is. And he will not watch this nation go down. This tenor will end better than it started. Against every prescription, I bring you God's word. And I announce tonight that everyone who hears it physically or online will have enough life to see it happen. In the mighty name of Jesus. This tenor will end with more hope than where it is today. This tenor will end with the nation being in a greater posture of advantage than we are tonight. Thank you, Father. Say to those who are fearful hearted, do not be afraid. The Lord your God is strong with his mighty hands. When you call on his name, he will come and say, for he will come and save you. Yes, he will come and save you. Say to the weary one, your God will surely come. Yeah, he will come and save you. He will come, he will come and save. He will come and save you. So we lift up our eyes to you. You will arise again. We lift up our eyes to you. We lift up our eyes again. We lift up our eyes to you. Because we will arise again, for you have come to save us. Lord, we understand tonight that the battle is over the ordination of our nation. It is a battle of that which you have said
against that which the enemy is prophesying over our nation. And tonight, as the church, in intercession, we take sides with you. That only your counsel will stand. You will do that which you please. We give you praise because the turnarounds are here. Against prophecies, against postulations, against dreams, we come to establish that only that which you are broadcasting will find expression. And we know that your plans for this nation are unchanging, so there is goodness ahead of us as a nation. We embrace it by faith, and it is established unto us as a reality. Thank you for these precious ones who have been laboring. The economy of divine encouragement in the sudden meeting of needs, sudden healing of bodies, sudden breakout of good tidings will come to everyone under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are immersed in favor. Amen. You are immersed in the blessing. Amen. You are immersed in productivity. Amen. And we give God praise. Till we converge again tomorrow, Lord, let your presence be upon our lives. And let it bring us into the pool of the miraculous. Thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And surely,
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram, HWCN Global Group. God bless you.